Hi guys, welcome back to Question Mark with Carolina Sosa. It's just a podcast about nothing, literally. I was thinking about that before I decided to record today. Like, my podcast, like, I talk about a lot of stuff, but it's literally based on nothing. But my questions about everything that I go through in life and me trying to process that. So I hope you guys enjoy that. But I feel like it's not just me, like a lot of us go through a lot of different scenarios in our lives that we question, like, why is this happening, or how do I get out of it, or just question the timing, or our place in the world, or if we're good enough for something, or like, there's just all something that we're always questioning in our lives. So I think, you know, Question Mark is a very, like, important podcast because of that. Because we all question things. It's not just me living in my head all the time, questioning my everyday life, the smallest things in my life, my decisions, and just my life in general, and mainly this world that we're all in. It's really hard not to question the world that we're in to begin with, because it always seems so unfair, and most of the time it doesn't even make any sense, half of the things that happen in this world. Not necessarily like to us personally, but like in the bigger picture, like in other countries, in certain neighborhoods, in our cities, and you know, even when it comes to the weather, like hurricanes, tornadoes, stuff like that, it's hard not to question it and be okay with it, like living with all of that. It just got really deep when I was just trying to talk about the title of my podcast. But anyways, welcome guys. Thank you for being here. I'm not sure if I said that already, but yeah, I am happy to be here as always. And, you know, I think I was thinking about Question Mark, just the title, because I've been questioning a lot of things around me lately, and not just like friendships, relationships, or like anything like that, or like I have been questioning my career a lot lately. I think it's time for me to move on to something bigger, and I've been trying to figure out how to do it, which has been like driving me crazy. I think about it every day, and I just need to figure out the next step for me. I just know that I need to do more, and that I've always been like that. I was telling my partner the other day that everybody going back to school, like kids going back to school and people that are in college going back to college, like school starting again for a lot of people, and a lot of people going back to their lives after summer vacation has been making me sad, because I've always been like a school type of person. Like I've always loved the first day of school, was always exciting to me, and seeing my classes and the people, like meeting new people and just having more of a like responsibility to be somewhere and to have to do certain things. Like that has always been really helpful to me in my life. Like I always feel centered and content if I have something going on like that, like very structured. So I know I definitely want to go back to school, but I'm not sure what I'm gonna do. I just know I have to do something about it, and it's been killing me to have to think about it all the time. But you know, that's just one of the things, and I feel like because of that, I've been really like questioning my surroundings, like my home, for instance. I don't know if you guys remember, but we just moved into this apartment like right before the pandemic happened, so it's about to be 2 years in March, and I really took the time to like furnish it and put it together, and I was in love with my place. I still like it, but I don't know, I feel like that feeling of me wanting change has been making me not love my apartment anymore. Like I don't know, I feel like I need to change things around, or like you know, get new furniture, but I just bought new furniture when we moved in here, so I can't do that. I don't know, everything feels out of place for me right now. Like, not, and it's not like anything crazy happening in my life right now. Like, I'm actually doing pretty well in my personal life, within myself. Like, I am super confident lately. I've been working more on my style, because I, like I said in my previous episode, I felt like a basic bitch for the longest. I'm not sure if I said that, but after having my son, I felt like I had to dress like every other mom on the internet, like leggings and, you know, like sporty sneakers, and just be like the mom on the go that always looks cute in her leggings. Like, I felt like that was my vibe, because I didn't know how to dress my body after having a baby. But I recently just felt like the closest to myself since I had my son. So, you know, that's usually the one thing that I'm always questioning, my image. And that's one thing that's not on my list lately. So it's different for me to question my surroundings other than just myself as a person, as based on my looks. Like, it's different for me to not have to second guess myself when it comes to my looks. And I've just been like second guessing everything else around me, which I'm not sure how to stop or like fix it. I just feel like I need to be content in my life, like in my everyday life, when it comes to work, because that's literally the only thing that I'm not happy with, my career, my work life, because my son is doing amazing. He just turned 3 years old, and he is such a good boy. He makes every day, like, so much better for me. Like, he just somehow knows how to make my day better and make me happy. We've been having really good days lately. Like, he's literally my best friend. I say this all the time, but he is literally my best friend. Like, we do everything together, and he's at an age where I can just get up and go with him wherever I want to, because he can walk. And he's into the same things as me. Like, we go thrifting together. We walk to get boba. Like, we just take walks. We go to the pier. Like, we go to the park. Anything that I want to do, I can just do it with him, you know? So that has been really fun. And yeah, everything else in my life is going good. I just feel like I have to find what I really want to do career-wise, and then I'll be whole. Which is kind of crazy to me, because I feel like in most of my episodes, I'm always talking about like working towards being like my best self and having a hard time like figuring out what makes me happy and confident, and like, just I'm always searching for that, you know. And I feel like I am so freaking closed at just being happy about everything, and now I just know what the missing piece is, which is just like my career. And it's not that it's non-existent, it's just that I feel like I've been doing the same thing for too long, and I just need to grow out of that. And I know that I'm capable of so much more, which we all are. I feel like it's normal to have more than one like career goal or like dream job. And I feel like I accomplished my first dream job. I worked as an artist, a teaching artist, an art teacher for like 5 years already. And I think it was definitely, it made me really happy in the beginning. Like, I was so happy. Up to like 2 years ago, I was still really happy, you know, working with kids, because I've always loved kids. But I feel like after the pandemic and how everything has changed, like, it just made me really think about, is this what you actually want to do for the next 5 years of your life? And it's like, no, I definitely don't. I want something like more fun, in a way, I guess. Like, I love to be active and creative and move, and I just need something faster. Like, it could be really slow sometimes when you're a teacher, and I feel like I did it for too long already, and I'm ready for what's next. But anyways, so something else that I've also been thinking about a lot lately is like my style. Well, not necessarily just my style, like style in general. Like I said, I felt like a basic bitch for a while after having my son. And now I feel like I've taken the time to really work on my style and what I actually like and what I actually want to wear, no matter how my body looks. And I've been thinking a lot about, I feel like last year I was kind of like, I wasn't buying things because I genuinely thought, like, okay, so you know how on Pinterest you can look for like outfit ideas and inspo and stuff like that? So I still am really into Pinterest, but I feel like before I was just pinning outfits that looked good, but if I saw that outfit right in front of me, I know I wouldn't wear it because I wouldn't like it on me, you know? So I feel like last year I was buying a lot of like trendy clothing items that when I got them, I knew I wouldn't ever wear them. So I had to end up reselling a lot of the stuff. And this year, like recently, I've been more into like, all right, I don't care if it's trendy. I don't care if this is like cool now. I'm gonna buy what I genuinely want to wear. And I feel like my style has been so much more like fun and cool lately. Like, you know, I feel like I dress pretty basic sometimes, and when I say basic, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, like, I love just wearing like cut off shorts, like jean shorts, and like cute little like basic spaghetti straps, t-shirts, and sneakers, and like that's a good outfit for me, like a daily outfit for me. And I try sometimes really hard to be like, all right, I'm gonna like put on really good outfits every single day of the week. Like, I try to plan them out sometimes, but sometimes I'm like, they're not very practical for my everyday life because I'm a mom and I need to be comfortable because I'm always moving and, you know, walking around and doing 100 things at once. So sometimes the outfits that I want to wear are really not that practical, and I don't really go anywhere if I'm being honest. So I can't really dress up to go anywhere because I don't have a reason to, but I don't know. It's sometimes I'm stuck in between feeling like I dress really basic and feeling like I dress really cool. Because, you know, I have those days that I actually put more effort into an outfit. But I don't know. And I feel like it's also social media that makes us feel like we gotta dress like those cool Instagram girls. But in reality, they just put on an outfit and take pictures, and they don't really wear those outfits all day long. Or they're not a mom with a 3-year-old son at home. So, not gonna lie though, I just know that this fall, my outfits are gonna be really cool and comfortable because that's what I'm focused on, comfort. Okay, like you can be cute and comfortable, you just gotta make sure you know what pieces to put together. Like, put on some comfortable jeans and make your top the statement piece, you know, like a cute little crop top, a cute crew neck with a nice little logo, you know. That's my type of style. Like, I'm pretty basic but cool basic. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't wear basic brands, or in general I don't really shop directly on websites like brands and stuff. I usually thrift, or I spend a lot of time and money on Depop, which I recently bought some cool stuff on Depop. Maybe I'll make a video showing you guys, because I've been trying to be more active with my videos as well. It's something that makes me feel whole in a way. Like, thinking about speaking to you guys earlier about like my career and stuff, Like, it's not necessarily something that I'm aiming towards, but it's like making videos and having my podcast and being able to talk and record and edit and stuff like that. That makes me really happy. It could seem like a hobby, or it could be a hobby for me, but it's part of my career. Like, it's not my career, but it's part of the work that I like to do. So hopefully it ends up going somewhere for me, because I feel like it would actually make me really happy. You know what I want to say as well? If you dress like a basic bitch, there's nothing wrong with it. Honestly, like, I'm not trying to say basic outfits or whatever basic means to people, like basic brands like Fashion Nova and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just talking about myself and what I like for myself. And, you know, we all have our different styles, and we all have kind of like, what's that word? I can't think of that word, but like, so we all have standards. There you go. We all have different standards when it comes to fashion, or when it comes to anything in life. So when I speak about certain things, those are just my standards for myself. I don't find anything wrong with anybody else out there, however they dress. I usually, like, I started, well, somebody told me this, like, whatever we, like, are insecure about, or, like, our biggest insecurity stepping out into the world is, like, nothing to everybody else. Like, you know, it's only us making it a thing in our heads, because nobody sees it. Oh, sorry, that was my cup. But anyways, nobody sees it. So it's because we all have different standards. And if I see somebody out with something that I wouldn't wear because I think it's not a brand that I like or support, I wouldn't even think twice about it being like ugly, or it being basic, or it not being cute on a certain person. I would just see it as it looks normal to me, because it's not me. It's not me in it. So you know what I mean? So whatever I want to wear, I feel like nobody else would give a shit, because they're not the ones wearing it. And we all have to remind ourselves that we are our biggest judge. Like, nobody, we're not going to step outside into the world. And, you know, we might get some looks, but that's just how people are sometimes, especially the older women in my neighborhood that are always, you know, looking back and kind of giving me the eye. But anyways, I think we all have those in New York especially, and those creepy guys as well. But anyways, yeah, like, normal people like me and you, you know, we're not gonna look at somebody and judge them because of what they're wearing, because they just look normal to us, you know. So you gotta think about that. And when you wake up and the first outfit that you think of, or like the outfit that you put together, don't even look at yourself in the mirror, girl. Just leave. Because that's what happens to me. Once I start looking at myself in the mirror, I'm like, oh, hell no, you're not stepping out like this. But then in reality, I just really want to wear that outfit. I'm just in my head about little things that don't really matter to anybody but me. So, you know, we all got to get out of our heads, man. Like, that's the biggest thing with humans. Like, life is pretty easy. We just make it complicated sometimes. And I am one of those people that makes my own life complicated, so don't feel alone. I'm not coming for you. But yeah, I feel like that's all I want to talk to you guys about today. It was a pretty, you know, chill episode, but I feel like I also talked about a lot that I've been thinking about lately, which is pretty good. So I'm glad you guys were here for it. And as always, you can talk to me on Instagram at @CarolinaSosa_. DM me. You know, I like conversation, so I'll definitely reply to you. And let me know what I should talk about next. Because sometimes, honestly, I don't record because I don't even know what to say. But I'm just going to make myself sit here and record whatever I'm thinking, because those are actually the best episodes. Like, I feel like this is a really good episode. I can't stop talking. But yeah, thank you guys so much for being here, and I'll see you in the next one.